Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. It's now time for Let's Talk Pella. My guest today is Lieutenant Shane Cox. Lieutenant Cox, you've got an event coming up this Saturday. Let us know a little bit about that.
Every year, the Drug Enforcement Administration, or the DEA, has two events, one in the fall, one in the spring, and they call it the Take It Back program. It's for people to get rid of any unused or unwanted prescription medications that they might have around the home, and allows people to come in, turn those prescriptions in at one location, no questions asked, just to get rid of them.
What are some of the things that people bring in?
Any prescription medication, and it doesn't necessarily have to be a prescription. If it's a pill form and you want to get rid of it, they can bring that in. Really, if a loved one has passed away or something like that, and they're cleaning out mom or dad's house, and they had a bunch of prescription medications. A lot of people don't know what to do with those medications, so they resort to flushing them down the toilet or throwing them in their own medicine cabinet at home until they can figure out what to do with them. And the main initiative for this whole event from the DEA was to get the prescription medications to a safe location so that they don't end up on the street or being abused by someone who that medication was not prescribed to in the first place.
Well, and that specifically, that could be children, or that could just be accidentally taking the wrong pills if you've just got them in the house, correct?
Correct. It's the prescription medication problem is a growing epidemic. We hear a lot about methamphetamine and marijuana and those types of drugs, but prescription medication is a huge problem, being abused by everybody pretty much, from any age range. And this is a way to get rid of those prescriptions and keep them out of the hands of people they shouldn't be in.
When you say no questions asked, does that mean really in any circumstance you guys are just trying to collect them to get them safe? You're not really concerned about, for that four-hour time period, how people have come about them?
In a normal situation, say on a traffic stop or when I come into contact with the normal citizen, if they have a prescription medication in their possession and it's not their name on the label, that person would be charged with possession of a prescription medication without a prescription. This event, we're not going to ask questions. You bring a prescription medication in, you throw it in the box, and you turn around and walk away. If you're bringing them to us, then we assume that it's on the up and up, that you're trying to do the right thing with that medication.
So remind us, when is this event, what time, and again, just describe to people the easiest way to go through the process of getting the drugs from their possession to you.
It'll be October 26th, which is this Saturday coming up, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It'll be at Walmart here in Pella, and I'm assuming it'll be around the pharmacy area of Walmart. I haven't been told exactly where in the store we'll be located. Bring any prescription medication you have laying around the house and come in. You throw it in a box. There will be an officer standing there so that you'll know where to go. Throw the medication in a box and turn around and walk away, and we'll take care of it from there.
Right. Well, you mentioned that some of the harder drugs get more notoriety for being a threat to children. Why do you think that prescription drug use is a problem amongst any age?
I think it's the ease of access. Everybody has a prescription for a hydrocodone or something. They've gone through something, went to the doctor, got a prescription, and they used half of the pills that they were prescribed. Then they don't know what to do with those prescription pills that are left over. So they'll throw them in the medicine cabinet at home and kind of forget about them. The younger people out there, it's easy. I've got pills in a medicine cabinet that's in my house that I'm beside every day, or I open every day. So I think that's where the abuse part of it comes in. They're so easy to get to. Now, granted, there are people out there that sell prescription medications on the street, for illegal use, but a lot of the people that are getting addicted to prescription medications aren't having to go out and go to a dealer of, just like methamphetamine or marijuana. You have to find somebody that is selling one of those things. The medication is in their home and very easily accessed.
I imagine in your line of work, obviously, you see how this leads to a lot more trouble for people than just abusing the drug itself.
A lot of times I think, it's one of those situations where you start out with hydrocodone or one of the prescription medication painkillers. And a lot of what we've seen is it's I don't want to use the term gateway drug, but it's something where you use hydrocodone for a while. And when I say people using hydrocodone, a lot of people think just like we would, if we were prescribed a hydrocodone, you take it by mouth, you drink a little bit of water, and you're done. That's not how it's taken usually. It's crushed up, it's injected, like a lot of other narcotics. And that's the reason why people are so addicted to it, is because of their means of ingestion with this drug, that they become addicted very quickly. And the effects are that, you know, it opens the door for stronger drug use, heroin, methamphetamine, those types of things, trying to reach a high that they can't get to anymore with hydrocodone. So that's one of the big problems, is that it opens the door to a lot more serious stuff, and it's hard to get away from it.
Maybe even ends up leading to things like burglary and, you know, physical abuse as well.
As with any narcotic, when someone's addicted to a certain narcotic, it can lead to a lot of other criminal activities. A lot of those criminal activities, like you mentioned, theft, burglary, you know, you name it. A lot of that leads straight back to the narcotic. They're doing this criminal activity in order to support their drug habit. And so it turns into a big ball, you know. It's like a snowball rolling down a hill, pretty much.
All right. Well, we appreciate your time, Lieutenant Cox, and we'll see you out there.
All right. Thank you, Justin.
This has been today's Let's Talk Pella. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official Weather Eye Meteorologist forecast is next.